How's your off season been?
It's been great. It's been good. Time to get back to work, though. It's time to get going. Absolutely.
I know obviously people don't realize that you guys do put in a lot of work even before you get back here, but do you sort of strike a balance between, you know, sort of rejuvenating, I guess, and, you know, being prepared? And how do you strike that balance? I mean, do you get away, or what do you do?
Yeah, no, I think you do have to get away, at least in my mind you do. Mm-hmm. So I did, and then, you know, that was sort of long enough, and I made sure I gave myself, you know, a solid month and a half, 2 months to get back into, football shape,
right,
you know, before starting this voluntary workout session where the building is opened up to us now. And it's something I think I did it better this year than I did last year, and I think every year hopefully continue to do better in sort of balancing that time. But, I know getting away from football is as important almost as you know, making sure your mind's fresh and, sure, and clear as the football training aspect.
How was year two different than the offseason than year one?
Yeah, I think just having an understanding of, sort of how to structure an offseason, what your body needs in terms of time of rest, when to get started again in terms of, working out again. It's nice to sort of know Indianapolis better, in a sense, know the city better as well, just more comfortable with where to go and what to do. So a lot of factors, yeah.
When did the football age start again for you?
Say it again?
When did the football age start again for you?
Yeah, it started pretty quickly, but I sort of forced myself not to do anything for a while. But once March came around, I was like, okay, you really got to get this thing cranked up again.
Without giving away details, how many different countries did you?
there are probably 6, 7, or 8 of them, yeah. So try to travel around a little. See the world, why not?
We'll talk more about this as the offseason unfolds, but you guys have made some key additions. How much do you pay attention to what team does in the offseason, and are you excited about some of those things?
Yeah, very excited. Obviously you pay attention. It's a part of a team. It's the locker room, of course. So it's very exciting. I think, probably one of the more unfortunate parts of the business is, buddies leave and the different, ways they leave. And, you build really great relationships with guys, but it's also very exciting the new guys that are brought in as well. And, I think Coach Pagano's created such a great atmosphere and culture of, the locker room in the building that, it's fun to welcome the new guys in and see how they sort of fit into, to what we do. So it'll be very exciting to sort of, obviously get back on the football field, but also build those relationships.
Have you had a chance at all to throw to Hakeem or anybody like that?
No, haven't had a chance to throw to him. We've talked though, and he's a winner. he's a winner. He's a vet. He's a good football player. So, very excited about it.
How eager are you to see what to get Reggie back on the field?
Yeah,
see what he can do?
That'll be great. He's, for lack of a better word, I think he is a freak. I think in terms of health and what he can do at his age and everything. So, very excited, for him to get back on the field. And, we all know he'll come back and produce, probably better than he ever has.
With the not changes, but I guess you have an addition at that unit with Hakeem and then Reggie being out last year's order, needed to reacclimate, yourselves. I mean, will this offseason kind of be key to getting that rhythm with the group that's going to look a little different? You have some younger guys who didn't necessarily play a big role in the offseason last year, maybe. So.
Yeah, I think every offseason, every offseason is going to be key in building rhythm. I think that's probably one of the bigger focuses as a quarterback is let's either build on the rapport you have with guys like a T.Y. or Reggie, also integrate the new guys, sort of feel each other out football wise. So. It'll be big in terms of building that rhythm because, we know the work you put in this offseason, hopefully will pay dividends, when the season comes.
Do you try and track how many throws you have during an offseason?
Yes, we do. Our coaches, Pep and Clyde, do a great job of that, as well as our sort of, strength and conditioning training staff. So, that's definitely something we believe in.
Kind of big picture, what was your biggest takeaway personally from last season, the ups and the downs?
Yeah.
And what's the one thing that stuck with you this offseason, if anything?
Yeah, it was, we did a great job during the regular season of limiting turnovers, right? And then I think, 8 interceptions in the postseason, 7 interceptions, plus a couple fumbles, and you can't win consistently that way. Right. So, So that was, you know, I've been sort of chewing on that bone for for a while, especially the, you know, the as great as the Chiefs' win was, you can say, you know, you can't expect to win throwing four interceptions.
But it was kind of the exception to the rule, though. That's maybe the good thing, you know.
Yeah, you know it is. But I guess I said consistently. You know, you can't win consistently turning the ball over. So we'll focus on that and all the other things that, you know, the areas we can improve, which is totally cliche, but it is true. Yeah.